Value your life. Value the people around you. Value the souls. And make sure that every soul around you knows Jesus. And it is only the gospel of Christ that is able to deliver them from darkness unto light. And Paul said in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. A man going to a state of spiritual death because our foreparents Adam and Eve sinned, and since that time the sin nature has come, and the Bible says the wages of sin is death. That means to be disconnected from the life of God. But thank God that salvation has come through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Asiboni aketua ene owo. Ena mse ye nananomo ye Adam ne awanti no. Yesi ayi na ye wo sa boni na emu. Ena so se fa Jesus Christo a. If chin ho fisa boni mu.
I told you the other day that through natural death 155,000 people die a day in the world. So if you are alive, then God has helped you to exclude you from the 155,000. So why are you alive?
And
that's why God has called you and I. Spared our lives. And that we should propagate the gospel. Why should we win souls and preach the gospel? We said number one, because it's a great commission. The great command. A great order given us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:20. In Matthew 28:20, he said, go ye and make disciples of all nations. Why must we win souls? Because we are called to this great work of soul winning. Matthew 22:14. Many are called, but few are chosen. So when you get involved with the work, it shows that you are chosen.
So
you do a great work by soul winning. It's also an act of love.
And also
John 13:35. If you have got good news and you don't share with people, then you've become a bad person. And the Bible says in John 3:16-17, it says that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Verse 18
says, he who has a son has life, but he who has not a son has not life. But the wrath of God abides on him. Can you please put the scripture on the screen for us? Amen. And every time we preach the gospel, we are giving hope unto others.
Amen.
In 1 Peter 3:15, the Bible says, be ready always to give an answer to every man for the reason of the hope that is in you.
Amen.
We said that when two people fall in love, they cannot help but let everybody around know that they are in love.
Amen.
The joy on their faces, the glitter in their eyes. It tells us something has happened to them. And if we truly love Jesus, then we must also go around telling people about
Jesus.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Now, how do we evangelize? How do
we go about doing it?
The first thing is that we must have compassion. When the first day when I saw this Turkish, the thing falling, the houses falling, skyscrapers, huge buildings falling, it's like something went through my heart and said, hey, what's going on?
I see a mirror as I was only see or take you, I'm not sure. TV is no.
You see, if you have not lost somebody close to you, you won't understand when somebody says, I've lost somebody.
Amen.
And anybody who dies without Christ is going to go to hell.
The
Bible says, who are those who are going to go to hell? All categories of many categories of people are going to go to hell. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8. Look at it. Revelation 21 verse
8.
Revelation 21 verse 8. The reason why you must have compassion and pray for people. Revelation 21 verse 8. If you are there, say thank you, Jesus. Can you put it on the screen?
Revelation 21
verse number 8. Think today, many things are fighting our technical people.
Amen. Amen.
Let me read it for you, if you remember. Revelation 21, verse number 8. But it's good to also open the... Do you have it?
Yes.
The Bible says here, it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone,
Amen.
Which is the second death. Amen. So you see that people that are involved with all kinds of things, lying, abominable, fearful people, whoremongers, people that are living immoral, all those things, these people are going to go to hell.
Amen.
In fact, anybody who hasn't received Christ and is not living in Christ will go to hell.
Amen.
So if your father is not in Christ,
Amen.
If your teacher is not in Christ, if your best friend is not in Christ, anybody you know who has not given, I'm not saying they don't go to church. Going to church does not save us. Coming to church here, registering your name on the church's register does not save you. Singing in the choir does not save you. Giving money to the bishop and the pastors doesn't save you. It is only when you have an encounter with the Lord Jesus and you have proclaimed him that Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. And you must make sure that all your children and all people around you have made that declaration. You see, I preach to my mother. to receive Christ. I was in England when I heard that she was just passing. In that state, I still made sure that I said the prayed salvation prayer.
Amen.
My wife was just by her bedside for salvation prayer, for her to say, to make sure that in case she veered off, that she'll give her life to Christ.
Amen.
I did the same thing for my father.
Amen.
She was going to church singing the choir and came and said, say this after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. So you see, the Christian is not the person who is a nice person walking around, but who has confessed Christ as his Lord and Savior and keeps living in him.
Amen.
And that is what we must make people to know by the preaching of the gospel unto them.
Amen. Papa Ekano, or say, because you'll be a Christian here, you'll be a waffle, yes, Christ, and you run in a crowd. You'll be out in a no, I pay more, cassa, waffle, yes, Christ, say, you run in a crowd, and quan, or ye a dear, yes, per se, or ye ever as I see so. Or ye in fact, I say, I'm running my me, a wuno, on any bomb, pie, no, on Beno, or a manone, and so phones, one bomb, pie, my name, my GD, F. I, yes, Christ, send you run in a crowd, and quan.
No, my father, that, but my father, making sure,
no, sir, or ye, or who, oh, silly pe, say, I'm pa. Wafa Jesus Christ say you run a cry gen kwa because we be na owo no either say obi yan kwa na onyan kwa today be no che say oyew adwun pi say obe koswa akai oho sampa ugusu wo Jesus mu anase we fini mu so oni ni mu a wasan aka wapa onu mu apan asan aka say na Jesus Christ
and for us we have to Bible say examine yourself whether you are in the faith. So every day you must declare the Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. When you wake up, before you step out, and before you sleep, because maybe you might have veered off. Can I have an amen?
Yes.
Yes. So that there will not be any surprise.
Amen. What for Jesus Christ say Ura no kra gen kwa but anomu bi wo ho a utu abrabo mu a emfa Jesus ho de de bia no pa eni enwumre ans na beda no se na ye nyina ye te ye no take it for no mother obu ho no no sorry enso adan ni ebugu ne so de san ni pe e bia no wa fa Jesus Christ say ne kra gen kwa nanso no afi Jesus anamu mu a se sia no okọ bu nsem jem nti de bia che ye kai kai ho ans na beda no ye kai ye ho se ye gusu wo Jesus Christ mu ana se ye fi ni mu amen
amen. And so we have to have, number one, how do you evangelize? Have compassion. Someone say compassion.
I see you, my bro.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. Matthew chapter 9. If you are there, say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
If you haven't found it, say, Lord, have mercy. You know, the Bible says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching and preaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes,
amen,
he was moved with compassion on them because amen, they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
Amen. Sending out you can see that Jesus Christ to an among them in Chrome Cruz or say, whom in Crawford, who said, oh, my, it said, in Yaya Omunia Shafo, the same young Jesus Christ, and who more brought Emma's uncle for an amen.
And Paul also had compassion. So in John, in Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to 4, Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to 4, Paul said, he said, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And that must be your heart desire. Your amen, heart desire for your family is that they might be saved. You see, amen, my big brother was the one who got saved first without a family.
Amen.
He was attending you for Christ, faithful servants and things. And then other younger brother got saved. And they invited me into an uncompleted portion of the house. It was an extension. And they preached to me. And me too, I got saved.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Yeah, I got saved.
Amen.
And me too, I am spreading the fire.
Amen.
And every member of the family, we're just praying. So those who don't know Christ, we pray for them. Amen. Praying for them. Amen. Your heart desire, eh? Your heart desire for people in your neighborhood,
amen,
must be that they will be saved.
Amen.
You had desire for a schoolmate. When I was at the university, I prayed that anybody who comes to sleep on my bed, mm, should come to know Jesus.
Amen.
And I got testimonies of how people were coming to the room and getting born again.
Amen.
Because of the anointing and the prayer that I had prayed.
Amen.
And Paul said something. He said that I make mention of you in my prayers.
Amen.
So you must make mention of that. You see, people take people to juju.
Amen.
Mention their names.
Amen.
And a certain spirit begins to work on them.
Amen.
So you too, you must take your children to God.
Amen.
Mention them before God.
Amen.
Mention your wife before God.
Amen.
Mention your husband before God.
Amen.
Mention your children. He said they are stubborn. Every time Kofi Baboni, you are mentioned, you are stubborn, stubborn. Stop saying that and start declaring what you want them to become.
Amen.
Yes. Speak, speak. Speak
amen,
salvation. Speak
amen,
salvation. Speak
amen.
Those of you are married to men who are not born again and all those who don't fight them, don't kill them, don't put nails in their food to kill them.
Amen.
To be free early. Just pray.
Amen.
Put your hand on their pillow. Put
amen,
your hand on their clothing. Say, let the anointing touch them. When they wear this dress, the spirit of conviction and conversion,
amen,
the power of the Holy Ghost move in their lives.
Amen.
Lord, change their lives. Change
amen,
my husband.
Amen.
Change my wife.
Amen.
Change my children.
Amen.
Change my friends.
Amen.
Lord, change them.
Amen.
And they will be changed.
Amen.
Senior
yes, yes.
Lot of our classmates.
Amen.
At this university, they become ministers. Some year group that we went and followed up on them, many of them solid Christians.
Amen.
So it takes a heart of compassion, my heart desire, amen, and prayer,
amen,
for Israel is that they might be saved.
Amen. Senior Paul Cano, or senior Dela Kuma Sunni, sir. Israel full na benyang kwa ombe fa Jesus Christ se omura anya omokra ajan kwa sans na ye ni poda se ni busua ye wo mu ye nyunum ye nuanom a omfa Jesus Christ se omokra anya omajen omura anya omokra anya omura ene omokra ajan kwa ntino bompa ye na fo omko nyame enim se de bia yakopon enka omakoma no so mefa Jesus Christ se omura anya omokra ajan kwa se ne ye papa kan ene mna ne bra panyi efa Jesus Christ se ne ra ne kra ajan kwa no so ba be ka kire omo
James chapter 5 verse 20, he says, let him know that he who converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Did you get that?
Amen.
He who converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. My brother preached to me, save me a soul, and shall hide a multitude of sins.
Amen.
So that is what you are doing. So when you preach Christ, when you have compassion for people and you preach Christ to them, this is what happens. Can
amen.
I have an amen?
O se se o kan nyame asem Jesus Christ asem tro obi na ogine fi obon samon chen e ma ne fa Jesus Christ ni ran na kra gen kwa. O bo anu fi boni bebre mu. E bia na o wi as ni boni anka obekọ so aye no. E na so be fa Jesus Christ se ni ran na kra gen kwa. Obetwe na fi sa boni anka obekọ so aye o. Abrabomo. Amen.
If you don't have compassion, if you don't have compassion, you can't do anything. Anybody who is successful in whatever he does is because of passion. Passion is the fuel or the engine that executes, you know, great success.
Passion.
It causes you to fulfill your assignment. Number two, after you've had a compassion, one thing that you don't want these souls to be lost, the thing is, you must have aggressive prayer. Someone say aggressive prayer.
Aggressive prayer.
Yeah? Psalm 2 verse 8, Isaiah 66 verse 8. See, when I got to the university, I was a bush evangelist. I was preaching. My friend used to call me a bush apostle, mm-hmm. preaching the villages and things. When I got there and I saw the university chapel, I said, how can the whole big university have only a small chapel like that? Mm-hmm. So I realized that spiritually something was wrong. I attended the, you know, university fellowship, whatever, and realized that the spiritual atmosphere was not good. So I had to, sometimes you can't go and just change things by entering them and fighting the people. That's not what to do. No, that's not what you do. You'd never fight the status quo, the leadership of a place.
Man.
What you do rather is to help change their minds. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Yeah. You don't go and fight them. So I had to start out something on the side, call people. Every evening from 9 o'clock to at least midnight, you'll never find me in my room. Praying for revival. And some of them started coming. So as they started coming in and we'll get back into the university fellowship, realized that new heat was entering. Before I realized, now every day, people were praying at the botanical gardens, people were praying in the school field.
Amen.
There was a chain of prayer that was going on in the different sites of the campus.
Amen.
It was just by compassion and aggressive prayer.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Psalm 2, verse 8, it says that give me the heathen for thy inheritance. Amen.
Amen.
And the uttermost parts for thy possession. So Amen. It's important that you ask for the souls of the people.
Amen.
That's how to get evangelized. So you must make mention of them.
Amen.
Isaiah 66 verse 8. He said, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. So the birthing of Christians,
Amen.
For anybody, let me tell you this. Nobody gets out to become born again by your big English.
Amen.
Or your eloquence. Yeah. It's not eloquence. It's not just singing. It is the anointing. It's
Amen.
The presence. It's the Bible says that harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Then it says that pray ye the Lord of the harvest. The Lord of the harvest is talking about the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts. That's the real. You've been advising people, they don't change because the Holy Spirit has not touched them.
Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit who changes the hearts of people. Pray the Lord of the harvest.
Amen.
That he may send laborers. So the Lord of the harvest, when the Holy Spirit touches the hearts of people, that is when they will change. And that's Amen. The reason why you need to pray.
Amen.
And the reason why you must pray is that the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord of the harvest, is always attracted to prayer.
Amen.
Are you getting me? On the day of Pentecost, when they prayed, the Holy Spirit came.
Amen.
Later on, the Bible says in Acts 4, when the people were being threatened, they prayed, and the place shook. Mighty power was there. So prayer always attracts the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Anybody who prays attracts the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's why things begin to happen around the person's life.
Amen.
Without even asking. So an anointed person can step into the place and healings are taking place. Amen. Deliverances are taking place.
Amen.
And it's because of the fact that the person has prayed and there's a presence of the Holy Spirit. So the presence, the Holy Spirit is the power of God.
Amen.
He is the one who does things.
Amen.
So without prayer, there can be no conversion.
Amen.
So without strong intercession for your family members and for your friends and for the community will not change.
Amen.
When you go to South Korea, you will see that the churches are huge.
Amen.
Huge churches. 20,000, 50,000 and plus. And big, big, big churches. Because there has been a saturation of prayer.
Amen.
And satanic holes have been broken.
Amen.
So the people have been released and liberated.
Amen.
And the Bible says that if you want to take hold of a strong man's spoils, what he controls, you must be able to overcome a stronger man.
Amen.
And you become stronger by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You, by your physical strength, you are not stronger than the devil.
Amen.
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, the Holy Spirit now causes you to become stronger than any demonic agent.
Amen.
That is working on anybody's life.
Amen.
And that is when you break the hold of darkness and you rescue the perishing.
Amen.
And care for the dying.
Amen. Amen. Sine ye papa esye no. O si didi kaine se ubenye humobro. Unye humobro ewe no. Che se ubo mpaye. Mu eni bre wo mpaye bomu. So when you more broken, and no quantum to mean chain a cra, Emma, yes, just old bompire, or this old bompire now, Hong Kong, and a year Juma, it was any panabrabum. So cast over on one, what kind of mass much and a so on fa. And yes, any panel for, and I'm say, you were a remote tomb for a putia sani panel. Now send a remote tomb for near to me, dear Mosonia, Yamon Concron. Asking Uncle Hong Kong come to my bemono, and yes, be more near bray a one pipe bum. Someone need brim pipe bum, your own Concron, Ancassa, Edna Saka, and Crofa, becoming a man as much.
Now, your prayer must be effectual. Bible says, James 5, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth man. That means that, you know, it says that some version says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man causes tremendous power. Causes what? Tremendous power to be made available. So if you want tremendous power to be made available, then it means that your prayer must be effectual.
Amen.
And we're talking about effectual, it means that it must be full of heat. Eh? When you read Luke 22:44, the Bible says that Jesus in the days of his flesh, he prayed and his sweat was like great drops of blood. So your prayer must be from your heart. Amen. A heartless prayer is a powerless prayer. Number one, the prayer that you are praying must come from your heart. And then there must also be a fervency.
Amen.
Because for anybody to pray and to sweat in prayer, it means that there was some physical activity as well.
Aggression.
Some involvement. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Amen.
So if you are praying for your family and you are praying for friends to be saved, your prayer must be effectual. It's not like, shall we pray? Yeah. If somebody has fallen into a pit, you put in an effort to draw the person. It takes physical exertion. Now let me let you know something. Prayer is work. That's why the early disciples said in Acts 6:4, Peter said, we'll give ourselves unto prayer and unto the ministry of the word of God. So those of you who think that the pastors, what they do is not work, it is work.
Amen.
Giving yourself to, you try. Come and try the 6 hours prayer. Some of you, even after 1 hour, you are sleepy. Come and try 2 hours prayer. And by the time you finish, even though you are sitting, you have not thrown blows, you finish and your whole body is aching you.
Amen.
It's work. Amen. It's a spiritual work.
Amen.
Fighting against demons.
Amen.
Principality. But the thing is that whether we like it or not, Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood.
Amen.
So at your workplace, you are fighting against principalities.
Amen.
In your neighborhood, principalities. Amen. In your marriage, principalities.
Amen.
Wherever you are, there are forces.
Amen.
That want to finish you. Listen to me. If you don't know today, hear me and hear me well. There are forces that want to finish you.
Amen.
They want to finish your marriage.
Mm.
They want to finish your business.
Mm.
They want to finish your education.
Mm.
They want to finish you.
Mm.
Are you here with me? I know somebody who went to England. The person went to study and all those things. Just almost at the time the person was finishing, they wanted to finish the person.
Mm.
The person was going mad. At the point, he had to be removing his dress and be walking around.
Mm.
Thank God that, you see, it's good to have a pastor.
Amen.
Who connects to us and says, go and see this person.
Mm.
And these people just got him and were able to pray. Because England, who is going to pray for you?
Mm.
Everybody's very busy. But they made time. They said, this guy is connected to this man of God. And they made time to pray for him.
Mm.
He has stripped himself. He was stripping himself. I personally even saw him. He removed his shirt and his shirt was on his shirt. And then was on, and holding water and throwing on himself. Holding water and throwing it on himself. They wanted to finish him.
Mm.
But thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost came through to be able to deliver him.
Amen.
So you better start praying.
Amen.
And pray effectually.
Amen.
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 The enemy wants, he comes from here. He has a job description. John 10:10, part A. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you will have life and have it abundantly.
Amen.
Jesus was always binding forces.
Amen.
He would wake up in the night. You see, anytime you see Jesus and he said, even Jesus, he said, when he met Lazarus, he said, Lazarus, come forth. But Bible said that he groaned. He groaned. So there must be a groaning.
Amen.
A woman never gives birth without groaning.
Amen.
They get the labor word and you see that there's a groaning. You will never give birth. You will never become an effective Christian and a fruit-bearing Christian until you groan in prayer in the spirit.
Amen.
So I'm showing you the practical things.
Amen.
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 I'm showing you why when you go and preach, they don't mind you.
Amen.
And why you yourself cry, you are so timid in going.
Mm.
Because you don't know what is covering you.
Amen.
But when you go in the name of the Lord,
amen,
and you have prayed, you see, sportsmen, when they are going to box or whatever, they exercise. Is that right? They warm up. And when they are warming up, some hormones are released. Is that right? Yeah. What hormones are released? Mr. Pharmacist, what hormones are released? Adrenaline is released. Yeah. So more adrenaline gets into their system, ready for activity. Is that right? And when you're also even going to minister, you don't just get that. Some of those of you are singers, no, your nice voice. You must get yourself, warm yourself up in the spirit.
Amen.
That's why when somebody's going to preach, you don't go and waste the person's time.
Amen.
And you are talking and conversing with the person. That's the time the person must be warming up in the spirit.
Amen. Amen. Sene ema pa esiyo. O si obi biya o pese utmiti akra emanya meno. Chicho ma umpai bemu eyedi. Utsi utinti mo umpai bomo. Yes umpai bomo o bon umpai bo biya keke. Chicho don hushim. Chicho eye huse weni abre e umpai bomo. Ma weni bre umpai bomo. Anu na ma nyame ho onkonkono enso. Eba o suma utmika nasem no. Chicho utmika e huse se abrabo aye bo ni wiase e we no. Enye ni honam no mogya nkon na nya. Ewe mo etumfu ho na se wo kokko akoka smatro bi no ni bekon no echen wa ana se obekon no sunsuma tiny tin echen wo sunsuma de ba e be na nipa na tie o ntu hia se because wo tintim mpa bo mo bom pa ye a emu odin se na tumi abo ama se nipa no sunsuma di na tino e be bra se mo afa Jesus Christ se ni run le kraje nko.
And as you pray that they will not only be saved, they will not only have the nature of Christ, but they will have the character of Christ.
Amen.
That's what Paul said in Galatians 4:19. He says, I travail again. Someone say, I travail again. You see, in Isaiah 66:8, he says that as soon as Zion travail, the word travail comes from the French word travailler, to work.
Amen.
As soon as Zion travailed, she gave birth.
Amen.
Is that right? Then Paul said, I travail in birth again.
Amen.
Until Christ be formed in you.
Amen.
So you must pray until Christ be formed in them.
Amen.
That means not only to have the nature of Christ, but to have the character of Christ. You Amen. Can have your child who looks like you phenotypically, outwardly, but he hasn't got your character.
Amen.
And so many of us who have given our life to Jesus Christ, oh, we have the nature of Christ. Christ is our Zoe. But we don't have the character of Christ.
Amen.
So you need to pray that as you, the soul that you win, may they now bear the character of Christ.
Amen.
When you are praying for your family, pray that Christ will be formed in them.
Amen.
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 Christ will be formed in them. They'll Amen. Have the character of Christ.
Amen.
And that's why you see, sometimes people say, ah, no, so a Christ only. That's what I'm saying. Because Christ has not yet been formed in the person.
Amen. Senior Papa said, no, or say, what can I am your summa nipano afa? Yes, Christo, no. Say nipano, or San Coswa bomb pious and Subayano, ever say yes, Christo. A bohonoma or say yes, but in Subayan Obon and yet yes, Subayano and an Obon. Intimacy will be for yes, Christo. Coswana bomb piamano, singing in Subayan and Nea Obeyano, a bea dear, yes, Christo, a bea. Amen.
Number three, aggressive preaching and aggressive follow up.
Amen.
Amen. You see, when a woman goes a labor ward, she's aggressive to have a baby. And then when she delivers also, she doesn't leave the baby there. Nobody goes to deliver at the hospital and leave the baby there. Amen. They take them home. So you must also pray aggressive preaching and follow up on them that they will become established in the Lord. You see, I pray that, he said, Christ will be formed in you. Christ will be formed in you. Your work as a believer is not done until, if you're a parent, when you give birth, your work is not finished till your children have gone to school. They finish school, possibly be able to even marry and have children. I mean, it is at, maybe at that level that you see that you are a little free. Even then, you continue as a grandparent, continue whatever. So till people are established in Christ and they are doing something in the house of God, your work is not finished.
Amen.
are you here with me?
Amen.
So it is not enough to bring someone and say, sorry, I brought the person to church and all those things. What is the use of the person in the house of God?
Amen.
What is the person doing in the house of God?
Amen.
What is your use?
Amen.
What is your use? You Amen. Must be doing something.
Amen.
And anybody, see, anything that is not doing anything is useless. Hello? Anything that is not doing anything is useless. Anybody who is not doing anything is useless. Football has 11 players. Every player that is put there is given an assignment. The coach knows why. He said, you do this. You do this. You do this. If there's a player who is just on the nemu, then it's useless to the coach.
Amen.
He will pull him out and go and put somebody else. So in the house of God and in the body of Christ, you must be useful, else you are useless.
Amen.
And if you are useless, you can be cut off. A ground that you put something, a tree. You see, one day Jesus went to see a tree. He was expecting fruit from the tree. No fruit on it. He said, you are wasting the ground. He said, you are finished, out. Yes. When they came back, the tree was dry. May our lives not be dry.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is weak.
Amen.
May your life be a fruit-bearing tree.
Amen.
May your speakings be fruit-bearing speakings.
Amen.
May you be true representative of Christ.
Amen.
Not having only the nature of Christ, but the character of Christ.
Amen.
And becoming reproducers of reproducers.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Senior Papa Kaino. Oh, this old baby uncle, I was not called war. Unjan Bano, I was Jibwea Honmo. Or finally, on the band be fee, ebbe, money be a lesson and a banner ebbing. Sounds not so, or can you make us some at you be not for Jesus Christ to send a cry at Jen Quan. Chocoswa bomb pie money panel, Ocoswa, church and Yamiasem, Sinny Panel bet me, oh yes, mo, not doing it no adom. Christo, I'm sorry. No, it may be you, I'm sorry for you. Or sis, so be a. Or what, yes, one, the so any fast one, then Number one,
way of evangelizing, compassion. Number two, aggressive prayer. Number three, aggressive preaching and follow up. Is that right?
Amen.
Go after them. They'll be dodging you, but follow up. I'll come back to that one.
Amen.
Then number four is employ great tenacity. Someone say tenacity. You got to be tenacious. Someone say tenacious. Yeah. That means you have to hold on. Someone say hold on. Yeah. Now, and in doing that, there are things, three things you got to do to be tenacious. You must employ anakazo, biazo, and anadeya. So employ ABA. Someone say employ ABA. A for anakazo. Anakazo is spelled A-N-A-G-K-A-Z-O or Z-O, anakazo. Number two, you must employ biazo, B-I-A-Z-O. And number three, you must employ anadeia, A-N-A-I-D-E-I-A, anadeia. Okay, so these are things that you need to do in order to win your souls. Number one, anakazo means that word, compelling. In Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 23, we know the story of this man who sent his servants, who was going to throw a party, and he sent his servant to go and call those he has invited. The people invited started giving excuses.
Amen.
One said he had married a wife. If you have married a wife, isn't it, you want to take the person to parties rather?
Amen.
Then another person said, I have some land. I'm going to inspect the land in the night. Who inspects land in the night? And then somebody also said, I have some animals, some oxen. We don't try oxen. You don't try your cars. You don't do trying of cars in the night.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So the point I'm trying to make is that many people will give you excuses. You see,
Amen.
When people don't want to do something, they give excuses.
Amen.
Over the period, Amen. By God's grace, this year I'll be 46 years in the faith.
Amen.
And I've come to realize that lots of times, when people don't want to do something, they give excuses.
Amen.
Most excuses are not real thing. It is Amen. Just to ward off the thing. Amen. And sometimes you must fight excuses.
Amen.
Are you here with me? You must fight excuses.
Amen.
I'm tired. Your tiredness doesn't mean you die. You won't die.
Amen.
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 Tiredness won't kill you. You must rise up and do Amen. Things and push. So the man then told his son, if they are not going to come, go to the highways and byways and compel them. He said, first he went to, he said, go around the hedges. He said, we brought them, but there's still room. That means that there's still room at the cross.
Amen.
I said, there's still room at the cross.
Amen.
Maybe you brought one or two people, but there's still room at the cross.
Amen.
You must be like an Andrew who will bring Peter.
Amen.
Because the Peter you are bringing, you don't know that Amen. He'll become the chief apostle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And then he said that go and compel them and nakazo them. So Amen. You can write the scripture. Luke 14, 16 to 23. Go and compel them. So they compel them.
Amen.
Yeah, that means that, you know, press on them. Do whatever it takes. Compel them. Preach every kind of message. Preach on heaven. Preach about the love of Jesus.
Amen.
And preach about hell.
Amen.
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 Preach. Compel them. Tell somebody, compel them.
Amen.
Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes and bring in here, no, the last scripture, the compel, 22. And the servant said, there's still room for more. 23. And he said, go out into the country lanes behind the hedges and urge everyone you find to come so that the house may be full. But the urge here is compel. Someone say, compel.
Compel.
Yeah. So when it comes to salvation, you have to do whatever it takes to pull them out of hell.
Amen.
Into heaven.
Amen.
Compel them.
Amen.
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 Compel them. Compel them. Compel them.
Amen.
If you are with your husband or your wife, you don't want to go check. Fix their clothing for them.
Amen.
Iron for them.
Amen.
He said, we are going.
Amen.
Compel them.
Amen.
Compel them.
Amen.
Compel them.
Amen.
Compel them.
Amen.
If Jesus said compel them, don't say, I don't want to be. Listen to me. The world is compelling us to sin.
Amen.
Every time you see the adverts on television, half naked women, men who are smoking, even the films they show, every time they are showing how people should be funny, take over people's wives, people's husbands, whatever. They are continually, most of the film. Go and watch DSTV, many funny things they are showing. And that is what comes on your mind. So, if they are compelling sin on us, we must compel Christ on them.
Amen. Amen.
This is what you believe.
Amen.
When people come to your shop, compel them, let them know you are a Christian.
Amen.
When I sit in the Uber, I said, please, change the channel. I'm the one paying. When I sit in the Uber, the period I'm in the Uber, I'm in charge. Because I'm the one paying.
Amen.
So the atmosphere there must be different.
Amen.
You can't play your kind of music for me.
Amen.
It must be different.
Amen.
Switch it off.
Amen.
Switch it. Compel
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Listen, until you are aggressive, desperate and determined, your life will be the same.
Amen.
You must be determined. Your children's life must change.
Amen.
Don't leave them. Listen, I heard a story of somebody, these days the kids, 2 years, 3 years, they are into all kinds of things. Watching porno, into lesbianism, gayism. They are doing it. Secondary school. I mean, I went to a boys' school. Some of them, when you get to know the things that people are doing, you parents, you think your children are good boys and good girls. And you put tablets in their hands. When they come to church, you have put tablets in their hands. They should be watching films. Meanwhile, they know everything. Say they are children. They are not children. They are not things.
No things.
Amen.
Amen.
Your children, they are not things.
Amen.
You go and call. Your children, they are not sex.
Amen.
You think they don't know? They are not sex. Ask your son. He will tell you
Amen.
About sex. So you better push Christ into him early.
Amen.
Before the devil pushes his own into them.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
When they caught my kid brother, 10 years old, I preached Christ to him. I laid hands on him. Say, you receive the Holy Spirit. Laid hands. Start speaking and talking. Say, yeah, that's it. I've introduced something into you.
Amen.
When I get born, I see the moment you get born again around me, straight away, the next thing is you must receive some power, Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
And this year, that's what we're going to do.
Amen.
The moment you get born again, you come into the church and things you, and then we teach you something about the Holy Spirit. He's ready to fill you up.
Amen.
So lay hands on them.
Amen.
All of you whose husbands are not speaking in tongues, your beloved, after service, go and catch them. Say, I have 10 minutes meeting with you.
Amen.
And lay hands on them.
Amen.
They will change.
Amen.
How many of you don't pray in tongues here? Lift your hand, let me see. If you don't pray in tongues, if you do not speak in tongues, lift your hand, let me see.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't feel shy. After the service, come around.
We'll pray for you.
I'll have a class after the short class. I'll teach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And after that, we'll pray for you.
And you receive
spiritual gifts. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And those of you too who pray in tongues, after you pray and say, you want to pray it as and when. It's like, No. Just like you pray in Chi and pray in Ga when you want to, the same way too, you must pray. In fact, every day you must rather pray in tongues.
Because
you don't know your needs, but when you pray in tongues, the tongues helps you to pray according to the will of God. So when you pray in understanding, pray for your children, pray for your business, add the tongues. Add the tongues. Shalabakodola. Dada bo, dada ada, egelebo, dehada, When you enter your shop, you get your office. When your beloved is coming to you, you don't know what she's coming to you. When you start speaking in tongues, all her anger will go away. You don't know. You joke. You think that I'm joking. You are releasing spiritual things. When you are going to have important meetings, don't just go and sit in a meeting. Warm yourself up in the spirit.
Yes.
There are people, you don't know, there are people, when they come around you, you don't know what they carry. You don't know what they carry.
He
wants to pull you down or whatever. You to be your home. Amen.
Amen.
You see, one day,
fortify yourself.
Outside the university, I had a Pakistani teacher, a lecturer. And then you know the way these Indians and usually when he says that, he's trying to say, are you people hearing me? And then we say, no, sir. But this time, when he came, not knowing that the class there was a little talking, he said, will you keep quiet? And then I also, your usual chorus, no, sir.
Can
you imagine? Lecturer says, keep quiet. You say, no.
But I didn't hear
his, you know, Pakistani English, whatever. So the man got upset. And rightly so. So he took his books. And left. And everyone said, who said
this? I said it.
So I decided to go and see him.
At
his and during our time, it's not like today. Our exam was called Bubra, end of year. So a lecturer, and those lecturers victimize people easily. They will fail you and tell their friends to fail you. And I was an FUU student, first university exam student. And can you imagine when you went to university, they failed, they say, what happened to you?
Yeah,
end of year, everything, they brought everything. And nobody's going to look at your paper, what you wrote, and all the lecturer says you have failed, so you have failed.
I know my right to be in the court.
So when I was going, I started speaking in tongues.
That's
all I knew. Lord, give me wisdom. Give me grace. Show me what to say. Started speaking. Then I went and knocked on the door. When I warmed myself up a bit, then I went to him and I knocked
on
his office door. Then he said, come in. Then I went. Then the first question is, why did you say no? I said, please, I didn't really hear what you said.
But
usually this is what, when you come to your office, you say. And I said, you are my daddy's age. And the house that I come from, we've been taught to be respectful to parents and to elderly people. So there's no way I'll leave my house and come and be disrespectful to you. I'm very sorry. Please forgive me. I'm very sorry. And after just talking, then he rather turned. And started telling me about his family problems.
He started talking.
So we chatted a bit. Then he said, let's go. So I'm the one who now carried his books. And then when we got to the lecture, everybody, they thought that the guy was finished. Mm-hmm. And that day, he drove me in his car. All I'm trying to say is that do not leave things to chances. So pray for people. Pray for their salvation. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So you must employ, number one, Anakazo. Number two, you must employ Biazo. Someone say Biazo. Matthew 11:12. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violent taketh it by force. So you must knock on people's doors. Amen.
Amen.
You must knock on people's doors. Sometimes you have to go to your boss and say, "Boss, I think you need to give your life to Christ." Anything can happen. We love you. We care about you. Use some force. Amen.
So from Kenya Bishim.
Force.
From Kenya Bishim.
There are people that were in my group. There are times that I would let them climb trees.
To pray.
Because I don't want them to run away.
We
force them to. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We keep running. I say, you climb. You climb. You climb. You climb. You climbing trees in the night. And if you like sleep, you fall down. Yes. And today, many of them have become pastors. Force. And those who ran away didn't want it. They were just
there.
Nobody can become effective minister without prayer. And you have to force people to become spiritual. People don't want to just become spiritual. You have to force them. You have to force your children to learn. You have to force your children to read. If you force your children to read, then you must force your children, you force your children to eat, you must force them to do spiritual things. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you must go to your neighborhood, knock on the door. So my name is this. I came to share Christ with you. We're sharing and preaching to our professors. Preaching to our professors to give their life. If a professor gives his life to Christ, can you imagine his influence on people?
Yes.
One of the professors that we ministered to, he wasn't even a professor at that time. He became a vice chancellor. So you can imagine the people under him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Another Finnish, he got saved. Now he has become a full reverend minister.
Amen. Yes.
And number three, you must be shameless because of time.
That's right. Anadea,
Luke chapter 11:5-8. The Bible says there was this man who was there in his house. Sleeping with his children. And then somebody knocked on the door. This person came and said, "I've got visitors. I need some
loaves
of food." And the Bible says that he said, "I'm asleep." But the guy kept knocking. And he said, "This guy, if I don't help him, he'll just be disturbing me." You see, the guy was shameless at asking. You must be shameless at preaching. Shameless, shame. People will laugh at you. They'll call you Reverend Nana. Some of you don't want anybody to tease you. You want to be Mr. Goody Goody. Some of you always, every time, you want to be the nice guy.
Oh,
Jesus was not a nice guy. He said, "You brood of vipers." Jesus went and was aggressive. Jesus was an aggressive person in the work of the ministry.
Amen.
So you must go all out. Someone say, "Go all out." Give thyself holy. Amen.
Amen.
Used to go to halls, hold empty milk things.
You know, call.
Go
hall
to hall. Preach Christ. Sometimes you are preaching, some of the ladies they wee wee and throw the wee on you.
It's not fair.
Jesus loves you. Jesus, no!
Oh, yes, you don't.
It's all part of it. It's all part of it. The wee was hot too.
Oh,
hot wee wee. Fresh.
Don't suffer from.
Yeah. It was very hot. And one of them, when I said I was going to do full time, she looked at me and said, "Jacob, you are foolish."
She said, you are foolish.
Years later, I went to England and I called her. When I called her, she too, she has gone for evangelism, doing the foolish thing I was doing. Never feel embarrassed about Jesus. Thank God that Jesus has saved you. It's a blessing to be a messenger of the Lord. I said it's a blessing. And I told you last week, you see, the preaching of the gospel is the only avenue by means of which the spirits of men are connected with the spirit of God. Engineering doesn't do that. Medicine doesn't do that. Architecture doesn't do that. Business doesn't do that. It's only the preaching of the gospel. And so you must thank God that you are a custodian of the gospel. People's salvation are in your mouths. The more you keep quiet, the more you take them to hell. 45 seconds.
45
seconds. And people's lives can change. The earthquake took only 45 seconds. And look at the destruction. And the 41,000 plus is only the recorded ones. How about the unrecorded ones? The tsunami that happened in America, people's houses. So the things we are running for, with their houses, their cars, and all the people run away. Nobody took their gold. Nobody took their bank check. They were running for their lives. Amen. And the rescuers are looking for their life, not their spectacles.
Amen.
Not the money.
Amen.
They are not interested in money. Amen. Life is worth more than any physical thing.
Amen.
And the souls of men are precious.
Amen.
That's why you are. And so from today, I want you to just set up targets.
Amen.
Every day you want to preach Christ to somebody. Every week, set at least 1 hour. I said, this 1 hour is for the Lord. I want to go to the highways and the byways. I want to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. The night before we had our crusade, I went to the red zone area. Within a space of less than an hour, I had spoken to about 5 people. People are ready to meet the Lord if we are ready to share the gospel.
So
number one, have compassion. Number two, aggressive prayer. Spend time in long hours of prayer. Le mahata, le bahada, inadi hadaba. When you are praying, pray with the watch. Pray every time you start praying, set your clock. And sometimes what you do is I put in a message. So by the time you listen to one message, that's about 1 hour you might have prayed. Or Amen. Put some good music on. Is that right? That helps to create an atmosphere.
Amen.
Pray aggressively. Have a prayer path. Have a prayer path. Because sometimes when you are sitting there, you'll be sleeping. So even if your room is very small, you can just go, shalabarababana, then you go, prayer path. You can be in your office. You can be at your shop. And you are there. Customers haven't come. And you are there. You don't shout. You don't shout for the whole world to know that you are praying.
Amen.
You know. You can even be with friends. You are just you are chatting with friends. Sometimes I'm chatting with people, but I'm praying. You are chatting with them.
Amen.
At the same time, you are exercising.
Amen.
Amen.
Nana,
are you listening to me? Aggressive prayer. Number three, aggressive preaching. And follow up. We'll give ourselves unto what? Prayer and unto the ministry of the word. We will give ourselves. It means that we have to know the word. Spend time with the word. The word is Christ. And when the word of God is in you, any demon, any force that way, can you come in? You'll be confronted by the word. Two things. Make sure that you are saturated by prayer and by the word. It will create a certain spiritual atmosphere around you.
Number 3.
I can't hear you.
Employ tenacity, great tenacity.
What? No. Number three is what? Number one, compassion. Number two, aggressive prayer. Number three,
aggressive preaching and follow up.
Preaching and follow up.
Number four, is that right? Employ.
Aggressive preaching, what? Follow up. You must follow up on your souls. Go to them. After you preach to them, go back to them. Sometimes they'll be dodging you.
See,
when we started Spirits of Life, I remember going with one brother. I said, you pass here. And then I'm following up on after the soul. The soul sees me, jumps the wall, and I jump the wall. Yeah. He scales, I scale. He passes, I fire. Then I catch him, I've caught you. And I get a hold of say, I'm taking you. He said, oh, I don't have this, so I'll provide it for you.
Amen.
I'll provide for you.
Amen.
I'll provide for you.
Amen.
I'll provide for you.
Amen.
So you have to do everything. Some of you must start buying panties.
Amen.
Buy pants, buy shorts, buy shirts, buy what extra, not for yourself, for souls.
Amen.
When you meet somebody, say, I don't have this, then start buying sponge, soap, buckets. But many things. The moment your soul says, I don't have this, I say, I have one there. I have this for you.
Amen.
I have that for you.
Amen.
I have that for you. Aggressive follow up.
Aggressive follow up.
Amen. And number four.
Employ
tenacity. You must hold on. Because sometimes you may end up giving up.
Amen.
But you have to hold on.
Amen.
Hold on. I used to walk from Abosokai all the way to Nkrumah Circle. From Nkrumah Circle to Kokomlemle to Kotobabi, Kotobabi to Pig Farm.
Amen.
To go and do follow up. See the gentleman who takes picture. He took me, our wedding picture, he took it. He was my soul. 1979. I preached Christ to him.
Amen.
He's my soul. I followed up on today. He has become a reverend minister.
Amen.
I went to his sister.
Amen.
I was following up on him.
Amen.
And other people, sometimes when they see, they've dodged. When they see, when they can't dodge, you know, they say, hey, daddy has asked me to do that. I said, don't worry, I'll come again. You must push Christ into people's lives.
Amen.
You should be a very gentle person. I'm a very gentle person. But when it comes to the work of God, I'm aggressive.
Amen.
I'm a rugged person. Rugged. But my other friends who don't know the colleagues, they say, oh, they call me the gentle preacher, gentle pastor, gentle. I consider very quiet.
Amen.
You must be aggressive.
Amen.
Anakazo. Biazo. Be forceful and anadeia. Endure shame.
Amen.
Endure shame.
Amen.
People will disrespect you.
Amen.
Oh, one of the things about being a minister is that people will disrespect you.
Amen.
People will disregard you.
Amen.
People will insult you.
Mm.
Oh, yes. But your reward is with God.
Amen.
I see God rewarding you.
Amen.
I see God favoring you.
Amen.
I see God honoring you.
Amen.
Be blessed on all fronts.
Amen.
As you partner with God in the business of saving souls, may he partner with you in your business.
Amen.
From today, may God take over your family.
Amen.
Take over your children.
Amen.
Take over your battle.
Amen.
May he give you the upper hand.
Amen.
Amen. May you win on all fronts. Amen. May God be the lifter up of your heads. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody shout a big amen. Amen. Give God a hand of praise. Just in a minute, you want to talk to God. I don't know whatever you want to say. Tell God, but say, Lord, help me to be able to love you and serve you well. Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I will be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me
to be sanctuary,
pure and holy,
pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving,
I'll be a living
sanctuary for you.
So just in a minute, talk to God right now. Just talk to God right now. Say, Lord, help me to be a useful vessel of yours. Somebody who preaches Christ, advertises Christ. Have your way in my life. I need you. I want you. Have your way in my life. I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my life. Oh, arasode, arabasode, arababa. Just happened. I don't know what kind of earthquake may happen around my life. Amen. But today, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Today is a day of salvation. Now is the time to repent. Tomorrow may never come. God is giving you another opportunity. That's why he calls you to be awake and to come to church today. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? Just come. You might have been in the church. You've been coming to church all the time.
Sorry,
but you never know. You have never ever given your life to Jesus.
Today
is a day of salvation. Come. The Lord wants to touch your life. Jesus came that we might be saved. Come to him. Come to him. Come to him. Come to him.
Pastor Adiboye said
he preached one time somewhere and he was surprised. Even the number of pastors that came for the altar call, come and give yourself to Christ. Today is the day of salvation. Christ always calls people publicly to receive him.
Yes, friend, and
may we lift our hands together to pray. Say, Heavenly Father,
say, Ready, yes.
I come to you. Yes, as I am. I accept the fact that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Forgive me my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Say, Satan, from today, I don't belong to you again. I belong to Jesus. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, come and live in me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, and from today, use me for your work.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your precious people. I pray that they'll be planted in your house and flourish in your courts. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. Amen. Give him a hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to me. Come, let me pray for you. Father, make this man a special apostle.
Amen.
Let your grace come upon him.
Amen.
Let the oil of this house come upon his life.
Amen.
I ask for great transformation.
Amen.
A mighty move of the Holy Spirit upon his life.
Amen.
Turn his story around.
Amen.
For grace.
Amen.
And for glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.